This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Another attempt in South Dakota to ban abortion. Lawmakers today introduced a new bill to outlaw abortions with just a few exceptions. Last November, after a contentious debate among lawmakers, voters rejected an abortion bill that had only one exception to save the life of the mother. Brock Greenfield is a state senator. He's also the director of South Dakota Right to Life. He supported the earlier, stricter bill, and he opposes the current legislation. Earlier, I asked him why.
A lot of individuals here in the legislature felt that it'd be best to work on issues this year that we could all kind of rally behind and support and build some bridges and mend some fences that maybe needed mending and work toward putting something together in the future with regard to a more full frontal assault, you know, such as a ban issue.
The original bill, which was rejected by voters, had no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother. This one does. Is that why you oppose it?
Actually, the original bill did contain a life exception, and I would say actually a narrowly defined health exception. One issue that I have to wrestle with is whether or not, you know, it's appropriate to include exceptions. We brought people out to our state convention this year here in South Dakota who had been conceived in rape, who had been conceived in incest, and who had a girl who had conceived in rape and chosen to give life to her child and to parent her child. And on some very profound levels, I feel as though this bill is a slap in their faces.
Many polls conducted in your state, in South Dakota, have found that voters would have supported a bill such as the one that is being introduced now, a bill that would ban abortions with exceptions. So isn't this a compromise? Isn't this the way to go if you are, as you say, a pro-life legislator?
I would like to support legislation that I believe has a strong likelihood of saving lives. And that certainly does include a bill such as this if it meets muster of the courts at some point in the future. But, the November election not only told us here in South Dakota that you're going to have to include some exceptions and give those exceptions thorough thought as you proceed, but the November elections were also bad, as far as I'm concerned, for the pro-life community.
So if I understand you correctly, you're afraid that this might not withstand court scrutiny, that it'll be struck down on constitutional grounds.
That's absolutely one of the biggest concerns. Prior to November, I was very hopeful that the bill would be upheld, then that the U.S. Senate would remain in the hands of people who were amiable to confirming a pro-life or a strict constructionist to the court. And that simply didn't happen. And that does really stand out as a strong reason to just hold off and decide strategically what is the best way to proceed.
That's State Senator Brock Greenfield speaking to us from Pierre, South Dakota, about a new abortion bill that a group of lawmakers have introduced banning abortion with exceptions for rape, incest, and to protect the life and health of the mother. And thank you very much, Brock Greenfield.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.